ASAP, any score, any place. We'll pull up on your boat, gang, or don't bang.
Bro, who's making this shit? No, who did this?
Let's go! Come on!
I'm so tired from watching.
90-yard touchdown! 90-yard touchdown!
What is up and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always by my co-host, David Drogemeyer, and we are two writers who got our start at San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog. We've been covering the Chargers now for over five seasons. We also do our own Facebook live show, Chargers Domination Live, which airs weekly during the season, and now this is our third season as the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. All right, guys, well, there's a lot to get into today because for the news, we are wondering yesterday whether Melvin Ingram was actually holding out from his contract, and today we got some more news on that, so we're going to start there, as well as where Chris Harris Jr. says that he is going to play because of all the uncertainty of what's happening in the slot with him and Desmond King. So that's where we're going to start today, and then in the second segment, we'll be getting into more training camp updates. We have some notes from Daniel Popper from The Athletic talking about the first team defense that he saw out there on Monday, and also all of the valuable time that Justin Herbert was getting and all of the reps that he was getting as well, saying that he played the most out of all the quarterbacks. And he also said what he was playing like when he was out there. And then to wrap up the show, we have the second episode of Hard Knocks coming tonight. So we're going to talk about some of the things we didn't get to see in the first episode that we want to see in tonight's episode, as well as just talking about some other things we're hoping to get insight on from the show tonight. So David, let's go ahead and get into it. On Monday, we found out that one Los Angeles Chargers star is officially holding out. This is Daniel Wade, joined by David Drogemeyer with your Locked On Chargers lead story. Daniel Popper from The Athletic reported on Monday that, per multiple sources, Melvin Ingram is sitting out because he is dissatisfied with his current contract. We have seen Melvin Ingram not practice but actually show up to the team facilities, but it does make sense because if Melvin Ingram were to actually miss the entire practice, he would be getting fined. So he could just be showing up so that he does not get fined while protecting his body while he tries to get another contract. But it is important noting that Melvin Ingram right now is the number one paid player on the Chargers right now, going into this season at $14 million in base salary. So David, it is a little bit surprising to see that Melvin Ingram is actually holding out for sure.
It's a little surprising, definitely, because he is one of the higher paid players in the league at his position at his age. If you look at some other contracts from guys that are similar to Melvin Ingram, guys like Justin Houston, who is over 30, signed a two-year, $24 million deal and had 18.5 sacks the last two seasons. And then you have Brandon Graham, also 30, signed a three-year, $40 million contract, and he had 13.5 sacks the last 2 years. For Melvin Ingram to be concerned with the amount of money that he's making currently compared to other guys around the league, other pass rushers around the league, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for Melvin Ingram. Now, obviously, every NFL player wants to have a sense of security, so that definitely might be a motivating factor. He is going into a contract year, and none of his base salary for this year is guaranteed, so that might be another concern for Melvin Ingram. When we heard from Melvin Ingram's agent, he confirmed to Daniel Popper of The Athletic that the motivation for Melvin Ingram to hold out was not about guaranteed money. Anthony Lynn is very clearly annoyed, and you can tell by his comments. He said, what he does on the practice field, we'll see later. But like I said earlier, that's kind of company business, and I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't have to talk about it right now. I've got a lot of other things that I've got to get done. I don't really want to spend a lot of time talking about that.
I think at this point we have to assume it's just about the contract security and the length of the contract, because he has seen what guys like Justin Houston and Brandon Graham have gotten in that market as aging pass rushers, and those guys are both 30. He'll be 32 when he signs his next contract. So he is a very valuable player for the Chargers. He is a very valuable leader on this Chargers defense and on the team in general. So you know they want to keep him around, but with all of the guys they have to sign in the next offseason, it's hard to see this playing out peacefully with both sides coming to a lucrative extension. I just don't see it at this point. But there was some other news that came out on Monday, and that was Chris Harris Jr. saying that he will be playing some on the outside as well. He opened up a little bit about what his role is going to be on this defense because the Chargers obviously have Desmond King, who is an all-pro slot corner from a couple of seasons ago, still on the team. So we weren't sure exactly where Chris Harris Jr. was going to line up, and I think there's still some ambiguity behind it, David. He didn't really totally answer everything, but I think we have a firmer grasp on where that's going to be now.
Yeah, everything that we've heard going into training camp about Chris Harris Jr. is that he was going to play primarily in the slot and that you were going to have Michael Davis on the outside on one side and Casey Hayward on the outside on the other side of the field. But according to Chris Harris Jr., that's not exactly what is going to happen. He said when speaking to the media, "I'm starting on the outside for sure. I'll do similar like what I've done my first 8 years in Denver. I'll do them both. My same thing I've done every year except last year. So back to what I've been doing my first 8 years." One thing that Daniel Popper pointed out in practice is that when the Chargers are playing nickel, he's in the slot. But when he's in the base defense, he is playing on the outside. And according to Daniel Popper, the Chargers played in the nickel 51% of the time last year. So that pretty much is their base defense. This is just very interesting because everything we've heard is that Chris Harris was going to play primarily in the slot, but it does not seem like that is going to be the case. Seems like Chris Harris Jr. is going to bounce around. So this might be an opportunity for Gus Bradley to try to get as many of his playmakers on the field as possible.
And he also just mentioned the fact that when he was in Denver playing so well, he was on the outside as well. He's been known as a nickel corner, but he has played outside at times. He seems to just not want to play outside all of the time, which is basically what happened in 2019 and led to one of his worst seasons statistically, giving up a passer rating of 112.3. So definitely looking to bounce back. He was much better the year before that, a passer rating allowed of only 86.4 and allowed only 7 yards per attempt when he was the primary defender in coverage. So I definitely think he will be able to bounce back, but that still doesn't leave much room for Desmond King, because if he is the slot corner when the Chargers are out there in nickel, where is Desmond King going to go in that situation? Because when they're in base defense, there's only two cornerbacks on the field. So I think there's still a lot to be determined as far as playing time and how these guys are going to get on the field and when they are going to get on the field. But Chris Harris Jr. did say he's the full package inside, so I'm sure the Chargers are going to try to tap into that. But we do have two more segments to get into. We're going to get into some more training camp notes. We've seen what the Chargers' first string defense is looking like at this point. We also got to see a lot from Justin Herbert on Monday's practice, so we're going to get into that. But first, I need to tell you guys that with everything going on, nobody wants another headache. And one of the things that can cause that headache is having something go wrong with your car. But I can help you guys out with rockauto.com. No one wants to deal with any of these things or spend money on car parts when they really don't have it. But what you want to do less is go to each traditional chain storefront and try to find a place that has the part that you're looking for while also not knowing what the right price for that should be. You're not going to have to deal with that with rockauto.com. You can stay safe at home with a contactless delivery. They'll bring whatever part you need to your house, and you're not dealing with those storefronts and what their availability is. You have everything that you will ever need at rockauto.com. If you need brake parts or tail lamps, you can get that there, and you know you're getting it at the same price as a mechanic would as well. All you have to do is go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts they have available for your car or truck and write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, so training camp is fully underway, and the Chargers had their first padded practice on Monday, which we're very excited to see these guys actually getting out there and actually putting all the skills that they've tried to learn over Zoom meetings and all of those things actually onto the field. So one of the things we didn't get to talk about in the news segment, just because we ran out of time, was what Chris Harris Jr. had to say about lining up on the field next to Derwin James. And David, when you know the players that Chris Harris Jr. has played with, and then he has comments like these, I mean, it's pretty hard not to get excited about something like that.
Yeah, he basically said that he has never played with a player of that caliber in his NFL career, and that is very, very high praise coming from Chris Harris Jr., a guy that made the all-decade team, you know, for the NFL. So that's extremely, extremely high praise. We all know how extremely talented that Derwin James is, but he also had some high praise for Casey Hayward too, Daniel, when he said that he hasn't played opposite of somebody that good since he played with Aqib Talib. And back in his day, Aqib Talib was a nasty cornerback in the NFL. So that, again, is pretty high praise. Hey, the more praise for Casey Hayward, the better.
He could definitely use some of it because I think he is one of the more underrated corners for the production that he's been able to put out. I mean, really his entire career, but especially with the Chargers. So I think that's really more of a shot at the other guys he played with since Aqib Talib. And I mean, he's also played with guys like Champ Bailey as well. So he knows good corners when he sees them. But I think one thing that came out of Chris Harris Jr. talking with the media is still the vitriol that he has for Denver. I mean, for him to take shot at all the safeties he's played with, for him to take shots at all the corners that he's played with over the last couple of years, I feel like the hate is very real there. Also talking about just how they used him in 2019 and how disappointed he was with that. There's definitely going to be some bitterness when these two teams face off, and I absolutely love it. But another thing that we saw during training camp, David, was how much the Chargers were going to be putting on Justin Herbert's plate and how they were going to try to catch him up as far as this offense. And we knew the Chargers were going to try to catch Justin Herbert up with this offense and at the NFL speed that he's going to be playing against. And we did actually see him play a ton on Monday in the first padded practice. According to Daniel Popper, he played in 7 series, which was the most out of all of the quarterbacks. He also said that he looked sharp and poised. His arm strength and athleticism are immediately noticeable. We already knew all of those things, but when you look at the fact that Tyrod Taylor took all of the first team reps but was only in for 5 series, and the fact that Easton Stick, he said, basically played the least out of all 3 of them, we actually see the Chargers, David, not just talking about doing it, but just trying to get him as many reps as possible.
Definitely. I think it's essential with a young quarterback coming into a system that's been changing. It's going to change from year to year. And for Justin Herbert, who has missed so many opportunities to get on the football field, as many snaps and series as they can manufacture for him is only going to be beneficial. Because, I mean, in a year as unprecedented as this one, you never know when these guys are going to be called on. God forbid something happens to Tyrod Taylor, whether he gets sick or whether he gets hurt, Justin Herbert has to be ready to go. So they need to take every single opportunity in practice to get him ready. And from everything that we've read, Justin Herbert looks very strong. Even got some really high praise from Keenan Allen, too, who just echoed all of those sentiments about the arm strength, the mobility, the speed, and had one of the highlights of camp when they connected on a very long pass. Seemed like that was the highlight of practice from everything that I read, Daniel.
According to the reports, he also had another play when the teams were actually facing off against each other, the offense and the defense, where he found Jeff Cotton for a 20 to 25 yard pass, and the Keenan Allen stuff was in individual. So it's nice to see those guys getting on the same page in that way. But one of the other things that we got to hear from Daniel Popper is just what this defense is going to look like as far as who is going to start as of right now and who's going to rotate in. So what we saw from that was, when the Chargers were in their nickel package, which, as David told you, they're in 51% of the time, so that basically is their base defense, this is what it looked like. Drew Tranquil was the Will linebacker, while Denzel Perryman was the Mike linebacker, so that's a little bit different. We saw Drew playing a lot of Mike last year. And then the starting defensive tackle at the 3 technique, obviously opposite of Linval Joseph, was Justin Jones. So that was very interesting to see. And then also when the Chargers were in nickel, the corners were Chris Harris Jr. at slot, Michael Davis on the outside, and Casey Hayward opposite of him. So I think that's all pretty standard there. But I think we're seeing right now, David, what this defense is looking like. And even though this might not be what it ends up as, it gives you a good idea where everyone's stacking up at the moment.
It definitely does. It's a nice little snapshot of what the coaches are kind of thinking. But also, it really goes back to their philosophy of, hey, these guys are going to earn their way onto the field, and once they get there, they're going to have to be unseated. This team and this organization, these coaches really love their veterans and really are going to stick with their guys. So I think that was prevalent throughout practice, especially when you got a guy with like Kenneth Murray, who's a first-round pick, who is rotating in with the second team, it seems like he's going to have to earn his way onto the field and earn his way into a starting role. Although everyone expects him to do that, the coaching staff is not just going to hand that to him. He's going to have to go out there and take it.
Yeah, and you also saw Jerry Tillery is still not starting at this moment. And he also did mention that Kazir White, when they went into their base defense and they brought that extra linebacker on the field, that Kazir White was that third linebacker. And taking over for Melvin Ingram was Uchenna Nwosu, who lined up as the defensive end since Melvin Ingram is sitting out. So that's definitely where they see him. And if the Chargers can't have Melvin Ingram on the field, which I highly, highly doubt, that's who would take over for him. But he did also highlight the fact that Kenneth Murray did have a really big play in practice where he blew up rookie fullback Gabe Neighbors in the flat. And we know he brings that speed and that physicality. So that's nice to see him get those pads on, because for a player like Kenneth Murray, I mean, he wants to have those pads on because that's where he makes the explosive plays. That's where he can light people up. And that's where you can truly see just kind of his athleticism on full display. So lining up to next to him on the second team defense was Nick Vigil at will. So that was a little bit different seeing Kenneth Murray line up at the Mike linebacker position, which we thought will probably go to Drew Tranquil eventually. We thought that we'd see Kenneth Murray on the weak side. Instead, he is the Mike linebacker so far. I'm sure we'll see them move around a lot, but I do think him going to weak side will help him be able to blitz and do more of those things we're excited to see from him as well. So I wouldn't take too much into that. We also saw that Nazir Adderley was playing free safety with the second team, and Alohi Gilman, the Chargers' sixth round rookie, was the backup strong safety. So we knew with Roger Teamer being suspended and then cut, that Alohi Gilman, you know, would get thrust into a very pivotal depth role, and we're seeing that on display already with what the Chargers have done so far in practice. So I think those are all things to really keep an eye on, and I don't think anyone's worried at this point about Kenneth Murray. He's going to have a prominent role on this defense as soon as this year, but he's going to have to work for it, like you said. So nothing to really see there, but just, I bet seeing him on the field at Chargers practice, I would love to be there in person, because I'm sure he is standing out just with what he is going to bring to this second level of the Chargers defense, which has been so lacking over the last few years. It's going to be very, very exciting. And there were some other notes they want to get to from training camp as well, but we'll probably have to get into those tomorrow, because we do have one more segment to get into. We're going to be talking about what we want to see from Hard Knocks tonight as the second episode premieres. We're super excited. We're going to kind of preview that coming up right after this. All right, so I will start by saying that I think Hard Knocks last week lived up to the hype. I mean, I think we got to see a lot of the things that we wanted to see as far as having the Chargers be on the screen more than the Rams. We got to see the Anthony Lynn saying that he had COVID-19. We also got to see some of the first round of cuts with Andrew Vollert's reaction and him basically telling everyone except for PJ Johnson that they'll probably be getting a call very soon because of everything going on. All of these guys are on the short list to get back with the Chargers. But, David, there's a new
poor
episode.
Poor PJ Johnson.
Poor PJ Johnson. Just, you know, on HBO, just getting shredded. Everybody else, it's, all right, you know, you're doing great. We're probably going to bring you back at some point, which, I mean, those are definitely empty promises. And now Andrew Vollert has actually signed with another team, so he's definitely not on that short list anymore. But, David, I mean, I thought the first episode was pretty good. I'm still very excited to see how it goes tonight.
Oh, man, there's so much to see. I mean, especially with what we have been exposed to here this past week with the Melvin Ingram news. And, you know, what characters are going to get highlighted? I mean, there's just so much to add. I mean, more practice tape. I mean, these guys actually on the football field doing football-related activities, not just going out there running around and doing conditioning, actually playing and practicing football. This is something that they've been waiting to do since January. We didn't know if we would actually have a football season. The NFL seems like they're doing a good job with the protocols and getting everybody prepared for a season. It's just exciting. I just want to see these guys on the field, how they're looking. I'm really excited for that.
And we're very excited to see if we can get any of those morsels out. But let's start with the defense. But let's start with the Chargers getting into their padded practices, because obviously the episode is airing tonight. We've only had one Chargers practice with full pads up to this point, but we could see these guys interacting, going against each other, because up till the last episode of Hard Knocks, we saw guys at the facility doing testing, doing some individual drills and all of that stuff, but we didn't actually get to see anybody competing, which obviously is one of the best parts of Hard Knocks, David, because once these guys are out there, once the pads are on, that's when the trash talking starts. That's when you see some of these rivalries start to heat up and guys start exchanging words and all of that. And when you get that unfiltered look through HBO's Hard Knocks, I mean, to see that going on with actual Chargers players, to see some bad blood or anything like that, that is going to be absolutely awesome to see if we get to any of it tonight.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that. I mean, anytime you strap on the pads and you put a helmet on, those competitive juices start flowing. I mean, it's a different ballgame. That intensity gets ratcheted up. You're out there trying to hit somebody, even if it's your teammate. I mean, like I said before, this is the first time you're getting onto the football field in a very long time. So getting some special inside access to what those emotions from those players are going to look like. I mean, how are these guys going to handle themselves? Are they going to forget the cameras? Are they going to try to show out for the cameras like Austin Eckler? All that stuff is going to be really interesting to look out for. Hard Knocks comes on Tuesdays for a very specific reason, because most of the time they're trying to get preseason footage cut up and put into the show. But now we're going to be looking for practice field time and see how these guys perform. So that's definitely one of the things I'm looking out for as well.
Yeah, and you're not going to get the player's reaction in-game, so I think you're going to substitute that with some 11-on-11 and some of that. And the Chargers obviously won't get to go against another team in training camp this year, because that would have been awesome. I mean, we already saw the fight that came out with Keenan Allen a couple of years ago against the Rams and all of that bad blood that we've seen in years past. But now we'll see if we get more of an inside look, and we've seen this HBO crew do a lot more with a lot less time. So I think there is a good chance we actually get to see some guys in practice and see them interacting. And as long as the Chargers are on the screen more than the Rams, we're good with it. But another thing, David, that you touched on a little bit is just seeing the inside on Melvin Ingram's contract. And last year, when all the Antonio Brown stuff was happening around the Raiders, I think that HBO took a little bit of heat for that, because it's Hard Knocks. This is where we're supposed to be seeing all of the things we can't see as fans on the outside looking in. We didn't get to actually see a lot of Antonio Brown, so it'll be very interesting to see if we get to see Melvin Ingram walking up to the coach and being like, "Hey, I'm here, but I'm not going to be practicing today," because these guys are there all the time. If these conversations are happening, you would think they might have a chance of getting it. So I think that could be some very unique insight. Hopefully we see it on tonight's show.
I mean, it's really also, like, what is the policy for that, too, as far as Hard Knocks is concerned? Like, do they have to cut out certain things, or are they able to record and show whatever they want? I'm sure the team has to review it and say, hey, yeah, I'll allow it or I won't allow it. But that's definitely something interesting to ponder, too. But, yeah, that's the biggest storyline right now, Daniel. I mean, what is going on with Melvin Ingram? Does he go up to a coach and say, hey, I'm not going to play? Or does he walk into Tom Telesco's office and tell him personally, hey, I need more money, or I'm looking for another contract? Those bits of information, I hope we get something like that. That right there would be that unprecedented access that we're all paying HBO Max to see. That is what I am looking forward to.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, last week we got the touching moment of seeing Joey Bosa and how he reacted to that first big contract, and him talking about how his parents reacted to him getting that contract. And that was all very heartwarming. And now we get to flip to the other side of the coin, where you're seeing the realness. I mean, we saw Jalen Ramsey storm out of a Zoom meeting over his contract, and that was him, you know, not even trying to talk about his contract. And we'll also see if we actually hear anything from Melvin Ingram himself or Melvin Ingram's agent. All of those things have really not happened to this point, so maybe we'll get to see a little bit of that. I mean, HBO broke some news last week when they said that, when they showed Anthony Lynn telling his team that he had Corona. So it'll be interesting to see if they can break news 2 weeks in a row. But there's going to be so much to look forward to. And I think, David, tonight is more about which of these guys can get some more screen time. So I think whether it's Keenan Allen or Derwin James, the loud guys, or even just more Justin Herbert highlights, I mean, I think there's a lot more room to go with these guys. So I think tonight, hopefully we see some of the characters come out and we have some more funny moments, like Anthony Lynn stealing Derwin James' glasses, or even more than that, hopefully we see Justin Herbert throwing it into some more nets, because obviously it's just practice that doesn't really mean very much, but I think all Charger fans would say, show me some more of Justin Herbert doing good things. With all of the doubts we've heard through the offseason, with all the uncertainty of life after Phillip Rivers, the more Justin Herbert highlights we can get, the better.
Yeah, it's, hey, sell me on Justin Herbert. I mean, I've heard all the good things. I've heard all the bad things. I've heard all the critics. I've heard all of the people that love him. Now I want to be able to go formulate that opinion for myself. So show me more Justin Herbert. I'm sure all Charger fans are thinking that way. I mean, because, hey, this guy is the future. This is your franchise quarterback. At least he was picked to do that job. So, yeah, we want to see how that maturation process is going to be. I want to see if he has that respect from his teammates, if he commands a huddle, if he's able to make the intermediate and short throws on a more consistent basis. All those things we're going to be looking out for. And yeah, which personalities are going to steal the show tonight? Are we going to see more Denzel Perryman? Are we going to see more Melvin Ingram? Are we going to see more Casey Hayward? Who's going to be the undrafted free agent that's going to start? They're going to start highlighting. I mean, I think it's got to be the fullbacks. I think they already gave a little sneak peek of that in the past episode. And who is HBO going to show us, and who are we going to fall in love with on this episode?
Yeah, and Keenan Allen's never afraid to say anything, I mean, and put his name on it on Twitter or wherever. So you have to expect that he is going to have some inflammatory things to say about somebody at some point, because this guy is not afraid to run his mouth. And now you're getting to see that unfiltered at practice. I mean, you've seen clips of what Keenan Allen's saying during practice. He should be able to take it to another level. And the last thing I'll just touch on is we might get to see if they are going to focus on one of the Chargers' undrafted free agent and their chances of making the team, because that is a cornerstone of HBO's Hard Knocks, is following a guy, seeing if he makes the team. Always he ends up getting cut and you have that really heartbreaking moment. But so I think that'll be another storyline going into it. The only thing we've really got to see is one Rams player who is a practice squad guy who, you know, might be on the bubble of making the roster or not. But more Chargers, less Rams, more Justin Herbert throwing balls into nets, more Keenan Allen, all of the above. I mean, that's all we really want to see. And what we'll probably get is more of Aaron Donald and Sean McVay shirtless. So we'll see what happens.
Please, but God, no.
The best thing about all of this is we'll be right back with you guys here tomorrow to recap all of that. We'll also have the latest on training camp, see who's shining, see who's playing well, see all of the latest things that are coming out of there, and we'll be here to talk about it with you guys. But until then, make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC and to like the Facebook page Locked On Chargers, as well as subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or giving us a follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. If you guys want to get your voicemails on the show, the number is 323-524-7924. Hoping to get another voicemail show in this week. So if you guys want to give us your reactions to Hard Knocks, what's happening with Melvin Ingram, or whatever you want to talk about, make sure to call or text that number and we'll get it on the show. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Hard Knocks and talk about the latest in Chargers camp. Until then, take it easy and go Bolts.